I'll tell you, the Agni, the Arya, Mikri. They're like the holes of the ground itself. That's like the normal. You have fields, every field's out of place, where when it rains, the rainwater gathers together there. That's not called something different, like you say you have two separate fields. That's normally in the fields. That's not a mafsik at all. But if you have a stream of water going through it, that's a mafsik, that makes it different. Father Mishnah says, Hamadlek Petech Shaloi. If you're busy lighting a fire in the middle of your fields, Ad Kama Tavar Hadleka. Until how far away is it that you'll be chayiv if your fire goes out of your fields and does damage someplace else? So Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah Oimer, Roye Noisoi Kiiluhu Biemtza Beis Kur. We have to look as if you're in the middle of a Beis Kur. So in other words, you have in the middle, so there's a Chatzi Kur on one side and the other way. The Rashi says, Im Yeshloi Chatzi Beis Kur, L'chol Ruach Potah. If the fire is like in the middle, and anyway the fire has to travel, it has to go, a Chatzi Beis Kur, to do damage, you'll be Potah. Rashi says, over Kalachas. We're talking about that the fire again was going upwards, because we had before, if the fire is traveling even a mil, even very far away, you'll be chayiv. So here we're talking about even though the fire was going upwards. And Shadulga, and still it skipped, and it started to skip and move. Yeah. So therefore, in the stam here, you had no walls, because if you had walls before, we said you're potter. So here we're talking about without walls. Now how far away is it to say it's an onus for it to travel? So the Tanakhama says it has to be a chatzi of a base kur. Reb Lezer ben Azayu Oimer, Roye Noisi Kilu Yabiyem Tzvei Kurse. Now Reb Lezer, Reb Lezer says, Tesayin Amos, no, it's enough to be far away, just 16 Amos. Kederech Rishus Rabin. As long as your fire is inside your field, 16 Amos, you're called an Onus if it travels further. Again, when normally this fire was just going upwards, now if all of a sudden it starts to move, if it moves more than 16 Amos, that's an Onus, you're potter. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Chamishimam. No, you have to be away 50 Yamas. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Shalem, Yishalem, Hamavra, Sabera, which means Hakel Ufiad Leka. Every situation is different. You have to know the type of a fire you have, what's normal for it to do damage. Like if normally, wherever you are, Chintav went further, and an honest happened now and it went further, you'd be Potter. But if under normal circumstances it's normal for this fire to travel on, so then if it traveled on, you'd be chayiv. Depends upon each fire. Every place is different. For the Gemara of Alesta, the Reb Shimon, Shira B'Leika, is it true that Reb Shimon doesn't know the shir? Reb Shimon just asks this posik, Shalim Yishalim, that there's no separate shir. For Yatana, we learned like this. The Gemara in Bab Mitzia, Bab Masrum, Lo Yamed Odom Tana B'Techa Bais. You're not allowed to have an oven in your house. Elin ken yesh loy gaboy gavoya dal damas. Lest the roof is at least 4 amas taller than the oven. Because in the oven you have fire, and the fire goes up and you burn the roof. So you have to make sure that the roof is at least 4 amas above the oven. Hoye mamidoy bealiyah. Let's say you put your oven on the attic on the top. So then achiye tachtov maziva shloshetvachim. You have to have underneath your oven a thick piece of metal or something, which is 3 tvachim wide. In order to stop it, shouldn't burn the floor. Rashi Maziva, she says, Tiach shall see the roof made out of cement, al tikro. In order to save the floor. Uve kiro, what about you don't have a tan or a big oven, you only have a kiro, it's a smaller one. Rashi says, she psucha mitanor, smaller than a tanor. Ve'em avir v'teich eishko, doesn't have a big fire inside the kiro. Then tefach. It's enough just that you have a tefach underneath it, that's enough. Ve'em hezek, though, let's say it does damage, though. Mishali mash hezek. Then you have to pay for the damage that it does. In other words, lechetchila, you're not allowed to even have an oven in your house, unless you have these shiurim. But even if you have these sizes, that the roof is more than 4 amas above, and underneath it you have 3 tefachim of a good thick protector. Still, I mean, then you're allowed to keep it there. But if it does damage, you're still chayiv. You're not called an onus. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, loinemru shiurim alolu ela. Shem hezek potter. Shimon says, no, these shiurim were set even to make you potter from a damage. If you have your roof 4 amas tall above the oven, and then the oven burns down the roof, you'll be potter. So the chura, you see that you have shiurim to when exactly you're potter. Shem hezek potter l'shalim. Some Rav Nachman, Rav Rabbahua, hakoyo lufi goyva hadleika. Mean to say it's all depending upon how tall the fire is. Shrashish kesheish gavoya. The words. Here's a good answer. The Havi Minul that I spoke out, Kasaka Taitra Kurlufi Hezek means, had Leki Yishalma Filu Vain Ruel Avram. The Havi Minul that Mashimin says, a Kurlufi, had Leki means, anytime the fire goes out and does damage, Yechayev. And so here, and this here we say not like that. Here we see Mashimin says, so there are cases when the fire goes out that you potter. So you can't tell me stam anytime the fire does damage that you chayiv. So Gemara says, yes, you know what Rav Shimon means in our Mishnah? It doesn't mean to say akolufi adlaika means anytime it does damage you chayiv. It means to say it depending upon how big the fire is. In other words, if it's normal for the fire to travel, then you chayiv. But if it's not normal for the fire to travel, then you potter. So it's no theory here when you have an oven in your house. He's telling you the shear. Like, we know how much fire is in an oven. An oven's a normal oven. We know how big the fire is. When you have such a size fire, the Rav Shimon says, if the roof is 4 amos above it, you're okay. Or if you have 3 tefachim of cement underneath it, that's also all right. Our Mishnah just means to say that depending upon how big the fire is, Rav Shimon says, that's how you have to be careful to know if it's normal for the fire to travel onwards or not. Then the Chan, it's not normal to travel onwards, and it did, then you put it. Omer Rav Yosef, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Halacha Rav Shimon. We take a pasuk like Rav Shimon that there's no special halacha shiurim. It depends upon each fire how big it is. What's normal for it to travel to do damage? V'chein Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel. Halacha Rav Shimon. We take a pasuk like that depending upon how big the fire is, how much damage is normal for it to do. Now the Mishnah says Hamadlik es hagodish. If you burn up somebody else's cornfield, for hoyu boy kalim. And there were kalim inside it, underneath the corn there, but the owner there had his kalim, had private kalim there. Vidoko, now when your fire went there and ruined his cornfield, it also ruined the kalim. He had plates there, he had the hammers there, he had kalim there, and your fire now ruined it. So do you have to pay for that or not? So Rabbi Yudu says, Mishalim Masha B'toichai. This is Rabbi Yudu, Shita, that was Eishes Chayiv Antomun. Even though these kalim are like hidden, you don't see it underneath the corn, it's hidden under the corn, still, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Eishes Chayiv Antomun, therefore you have to pay. You're at fault, your fire went out and burned down his field, so you chayiv for all the damage that it did. The Chacham, Moim, the Chacham say no, Eino Mishalim, Ela Godish Shochitim, Oishal Sarim, no, you only pay, like we had Dashim before, it says Koma. Koma means something that's standing that we could see. So, Ma Koma Begolui, Af Kosha Begolui. So if it's a wheat field, you have to pay for the wheat that you burned down. If it's a barley field, you have to pay for the barley you burned down. But something that's noticeable that you could see, Mashenkein, something that's hidden, that's tomun underneath the corn, underneath the wheat, on that you put it, that's the Rabbanan Shita, tomun is potter by yesh. Yeah. Now, hoye gidi kofas loy. Let's say there was an animal, a kid, that was tied up in the field. The evid samach loy. He had an evid, the owner had his evid right near the field. Now, when you burnt down the field, these two people also got the animal, and the eved was also burnt up. So, locher is chayiv. In such a case, chayiv. We said because the eved has a bar das, he should have run away. But since he stayed there, you're potter on the eved. So, you only chayiv on the gdi. That's the moment. For that, you have to pay. Rashi says, "Ala gdi, the balachayim nami is rabbi mayoy hakama." That the balagdi, we said, "Eishes chayiv on anything that stands, even for animals also." And there's no coming of the Rav Mini over here, because you're not Chayiv Misa on the Yevet, of course he should have run away. Yeah. But what's going to be Evet Kofasloi? Let's say the owner's Evet was tied up in the field. So now he couldn't have run away. So when you burn up the field and kill him, you're Chayiv Misa. It's like you killed the Evet. And then Ugdi Samachloi, there was also a kid, an animal, that got burnt up there. For Nisraf Imoy, now when you lit the field, you burnt all three things down. You burnt the field down, and you killed the Eber, and you killed the Gdi. The Locher is Potter. In such a case, you're Potter from paying money, because here we say, come labor the Rabbinay. You have a Chi of Misa for killing this Eber. And whenever you have a Chi of Misa, we say, come labor, you don't have to pay the money. Olmoidim Chachom Rav Yehuda. However, the Chachomim agree to Rav Yehuda that there are certain times that Yechayiv Antomun, things are hidden in there. For Madlik es Habeira, if you lit up, you burn down somebody's palace, or somebody's house, Shum Mishalim Kol Masha B'Toichai, that there you have to pay for everything inside it. Shekein Derech B'Nayodim L'Niach B'Batim, that there it's normal to have Kelim, to have things in the house. In other words, when do we dash in the Pasuk, Lai HaKomo, to say in the field, Yoni Chayef, what you could see, and not something that's hidden, that's only in the fields. In the fields, you put to something that's hidden there, that's someone. But in the house, like you can't say the kelim inside the house is like hidden. That's what a house is. A house is a house that's made to keep kelim inside it. So that's called like pagoli, that's called like it's uncovered. Therefore, yechayev on the kelim inside the house. When yechayev burns down those kelim, havad yechayev for it. Something more says, Omar Rav Kana, machlokes b'madlich b'teich sheloi v'holcho v'ochla b'teich shechaveroi. We're talking about over here, where you lit the fire in your rishus. And you were pashay, like there was a wind coming, and you should have known the wind could take this fire further into the next one's field, and it burnt down the next one's field. That's where you chayiv. So, and that's where the machlekes is, that Yehudi says, still you chayiv on tomen, and the chum say, no, the kelim, the utensils that were hidden inside the field, since we can't see them, are that eshes potter. That's where the chum say, the baal eshes potter. So that's Machlokes Mor says Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv on niskei tamim yesh. Rabbi Yehuda says he doesn't mention the drasha oya koma. He says no, even though things that are hidden in the field, still when the fire goes and burns it down, yechayiv. For Rabbonin, patri the bottom dashin is posik. Yes, but potter on tamim yesh. Avo b'madlik b'toyach shachaveroi. But in the case where you go and take your fire into your friend's field, you go into your friend's field and you light the fire there. Then divrei hakel mishalim kol masher b'toychoi. Then you have to pay for everything inside the field. Even the Chum would agree, you have to pay for the kelim that you burned down. So Rashi says, because b'teich shechaveru ein lo rishus, ve'vei kamabed yadayim. That's called kamab like Odom Hamazik. If you go into your friend's field and you light the fire there, so that's considered like with your hands are ruining his field. So if there are kelim there, it's considered like you with your hands are ruining the field. Therefore you'd be chayiv. That's called kamal like Godem Amazik, and that you'll be chayiv even on kelim. So Omalei Rav, Rav has said back, this is what Rav Kana said. So Omalei Rav, Rav has said back, Iyochi is so, Adetoni Seif Hakam, the end of our Mishnah says, that Moedim Chacham the Rabbi Yehuda, when does Chacham agree to Rabbi Yehuda that you chayiv on things that are hidden, only Mashma b'madlik esaveira, only if you burn down somebody's house. Why? Because people leave their utensils in the house. So in the house, what you have inside is not called covered up. That's called normal. That's called the house with everything inside it. So that's what our Mishnah says. This is the case of Chumam agree. But Mashm only here. So the question is, according to Rav Kana, lift like the list never did. No, what do you have to go to a case of a house for the Mishnah? Let the Mishnah make a chiluk by your field itself. And say like this. When does the Mishnah say the Koran to Chachomin? You are potter on Tomun, b'madlik b'teich shalai. Only when you put the fire in your fields. For hol chod v'yochle b'teich shechaderoi. And then the fire goes with the wind and burns your friend's fields. That's the mazik of Eish. Then we dash in the posik, oi hakomo, that you are potter on Tomun. Avo madlik b'teich shechaderoi. Let it say like this. But when you go directly into your friend's field, and you light the field, there, that's called like Odom Hamazik, that should be the Riyakum Mishalim, Kol Mashoi B'Teichoi, that even the Chum would agree, you should have to pay for everything inside it. So since the Mishnah doesn't say this, it's a Raya, not like Rav Kana. So Mar says, Elu Amar Rava, therefore Rava sounds like this, No, Betarti Pligi. You should know in the Mishnah, they argue in two cases. Pligi B'Madlik B'Teich Shaloi, that's like the true. They argue, first of all, when you light the fire in your house, in your Rishus, for holcho v'yochle b'teich shechaveroi, and now the fire travels on and goes and burns down your friend's field, and there were kelim utensils hidden in the field. So there, the Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv atam v'yesh. Rabbi Yehuda says still yechayiv. The Rabbanon sarvi loy mechayiv. The Rabbanon say no. We dash in a pasuk loy hakama that eishes poter on tamen. That's one machlokes. But Rav says you should know o pligi nami b'matik b'shachaveroi. They also argue even in the case when you go and light in your friend's field. To have you this sava mishalim komasher b'toychoi, you have to pay for everything inside there. V'yafilu arniki, even if you had a wallet there, a pocketbook there, and your fire burnt it down, you have to pay for that also. For our bonin sava, the bonin say like this. Kelim shedarkon lehatmin begodesh. It depends what type of kelim got burnt up in the fields. If you have the plow or the shovel there, kelim that's normal to be in the cornfield, kelim shadak and the hatman the godish kugoin, moirigun, or klibokka, that's why it's the shovel. Or else the klibokka, the kelim you need to let the buck let the animals work there. Who the mishalim, then even the chomagri you have to pay for that. Mashmi, if it's normal for it to be in the fields, that's like the swar we said, that's like being in a house. Just like something being in a house, Like it's not called covered up there. You know a house has utensils inside it. So these type of kelim that belong in the field, it's called like that's part of the field. That's not called covered up there. Like anybody knows, you have a cornfield here, and in the cornfield there's a shovel there. There's the yoke you need for the animals. That's normal to be there. That you chayiv. But shein darkan lahatnam begodish. But kelim that's not normal, like a pocketbook, things that are not normal to be in the cornfield, that's real tomin. On the alay mishalim, that's the chumim come to argue. So therefore, they talk itaka or rav itaka agas and avkano. That even when a person goes into his friend's field and burns down the field, so what? What's called Adam HaMazik? If he would take the fire and put it directly on top of the pocketbook, that's called Adam HaMazik. But if you go into your friend's field and you just light up the corn, and then the fire travels and burns down the pocketbook, again, that's only called the Mazik HaVesh. It's not called Adam, it's only called the Mazik HaVesh. Shalom HaVesh, Mishim Chitza, but not, but I call upon him, you'd be Potter on Tomun. But here the Chiddush only is, kalim that's normal to be in the field, that's supposed to be there, they're the chum agree that you chayiv. But that's the same spore of a house. A house is normal to have utensils inside it. So you can't say when you go to burn down a house, what's inside is called tomin. Everybody knows that's what's there. It's like you know things are inside it. The same thing, the rake and then the kalim that's necessary for the cornfield, that's like you know it's there, that's called, like we can see it there, for that you'd be chayiv. Tana Rabban word like this. If somebody goes and lights down somebody's fields, for hoyu by kalim, and there were kalim inside it, the dolk when the kalim got burnt up, so Yehuda roime mishalim kol ma shoye b'toicha. You have to pay for everything. Whatever you burnt up, you're the mazik, you have to pay for it. No, you only have to pay for the field that you burnt down. If it was a wheat field, it was a barley field, you have to pay for it. But the chiddush is like this. Even though in the middle of the field, there, the cornfield, you had a big old basket there. You had a big wallet there. And you burnt down the wallet. So true, you put it for the wallet or for the basket, but you still have to pay that mokum as if it would have been wheat. Nu chiddush. Even though the mice said there's no wheat there, but the place where the basket is, we have to look as if that basket is like wheat, and that you would have to pay for. Ryan Mokum Kalim Kilu Mole Tfua. That you have to pay for that also. Tremendous chiddush here. Because really, like, you're not taking away any space. Like the chur, because the barrel is there, it's not the pshat that would have been more corn. You just put a barrel in between the corn. I'm not sure what the story is here. Still they hold though that if you have something in the middle of the field, the wheat field, so we look at that object is like wheat. So you don't have to pay for a burnt up pocketbook, but you have to pay for burnt up wheat. We consider as if it's sweet, and that much you'd have to pay. Kilo